The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
New mortgage approval figures have reached a high as new mortgage providers are disrupting the market by offering loans to borrowers who might usually be rejected by the regular banks. There are now 11 lenders in the market. Chief Executive of the broker Doddle.ie, Martina Hennessy, is on the line. Martina, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Who are these new people who are not the banks?
Yep, so we've had two new lenders to the Irish mortgage market in the last 18 months, Nua Money and MoCo. And so Nua Money were founded in 2021. They are regulated by the Central Bank and they're founded by two veterans within finance and banking. MoCo are the trading name for Bawag Bank, which is an Austrian bank, and they started trading in Ireland in 2023. Some of the other lenders that maybe are lesser well known but are really new in the market or have been new to the market but really challenging the incumbents are Avant Money. So they are a branch of Bank Inter, which is a leading European bank. And they've been in Ireland for almost 30 years but started mortgage lending within the last 4 years and have the lowest rate on the market right now, which is just sub 3%. So they would be some of the lenders that perhaps some of your listeners may not have heard of and who are now in the market really challenging in terms of just criteria, rate and delivering something different to the Irish mortgage consumer.
OK, now we'll talk about the different products they have in a moment or two. But in terms of the customers they might attract who are currently being rejected by the banks, I mean, all of them are bound by the prudential rules of the central bank. So who are they targeting that the banks regularly refuse?
So I suppose the mortgage market, as you've said, Pat, it remains highly regulated. The core pillars of lending still apply around income, ability to repay and positive credit rating, regardless of the lender. But I suppose the pillar banks have had very little to do to maintain their market share. So the new disruptors are coming in to serve the outside of the box applications that the incumbents have less of an appetite for. And they're around maybe self-employed applicants and the income that they're taking into account for those self-employed applicants or people who are maybe new to Ireland and residency requirements, or people perhaps who are working in Ireland now and have a remote working arrangement and are earning sterling income or US dollars. And also then on the switching side, they've emerged with new products that will allow people to release equity from their home to carry out home improvements or for undefined purposes. And a specific product via new mortgages, which is new for mortgage people who are classed as mortgage prisoners.
It's a great title, name, isn't it? Mortgage prisoners, people who can't get out, but they'll be given help to switch by these companies.
Yeah, so Nua Money introduced a Nua Freedom product. So we've all heard about the high interest rates that are charged by loan servicing firms. And there's a cohort of customers, like at the end of 2024, there was over 52,000 customers who had restructured mortgages. So it's 84% which were meeting their current arrangement. But they're split mortgages, for example, that would have some of their debt warehoused. And this is an area of the market that has been traditionally, they've been locked out to switching to another lender to reduce their rate. But Nua's Freedom product allows you, if you have been in an alternative repayment arrangement for a minimum of 5 years and you're meeting standard lending rules, you can switch to Nua Money and avail of this Nua Freedom product, which again should mean that you have a reduction in your interest rate and will allow you to get back onto a path where you'll have home ownership at the end of the mortgage term, as opposed to having this warehouse debt hanging over you.
Now, people who work in the so-called gig economy, in other words, they're totally freelance, they don't know when or where the next job is going to come from. How are they fixed? Are these new lenders offering them some help?
So for anyone who's looking to get a mortgage, the two key areas that you can't bypass are a clean credit record and also then sustainable income. So somebody who's self-employed but can show over prior years that they have a sustainable income, that they've been working in their industry as a self-employed individual for at least 2 years, can certainly apply. And the likes of, again, Nua Money would have a really different way to reviewing how their income is, I suppose, taken into account. So most lenders would take an average of the last 2 years tax returned income. But, you know, for most people in business, and especially if they're new to business, as they start to work through and have more years being established, their earnings increase. So NUA will take a weighted model. So they'll take 65% of your most recent year into account and 35% of the prior year, allowing you to borrow more and benefiting those with growing income. So they're taking a more commercial or rounded approach to how they assess income for self-employed individuals.
Now, one of the concerns the banks always have is your ability to repay the loan. And do these banks take a different view of, for example, you're a renter, you've been paying $2,500 a month on a 2-bedroom apartment somewhere, and you've been doing that with monotonous and painful regularity, but you've been doing it. Does that count in your favour?
The rent will always count regardless of the lender. So provided it's being, you know, mandated from your account and a bank can see it consistently every month, that will always go towards repayment ability. But what all lenders are so strict on is they look at the 6 months immediately preceding at the application. And say if somebody was living at home and they didn't have that rent, because for most people, their rent nearly makes up their full evidence of repayment ability for the proposed mortgage. But if you were, say, living at home and you were saving, and if you missed a month's savings in the 6 months prior to application, or something came up and you weren't consistent with your savings, but your income was strong and you had your deposit, NUA again would offer, they look, I suppose, more at your future potential earnings, your ability to service the mortgage based on your income. But whereas other lenders would always look at the back, the 6 months prior to application, to see had you shown that repayment capacity. So that's certainly quite different in the market. It's unique to NUA Money, and it's something that is serving a lot of clients well, where they just have that, the 6 months is slightly different to maybe the normal path of savings.
And the final question, how automated is all this lending these days?
And I think that's a big thing that these new lenders are bringing. They're really disrupting in terms of service. Their whole proposition is around, they're competing with state-of-the-art digital mortgage platforms. They're really transparent. They're really efficient. They can issue approvals within hours rather than where the incumbent lenders would be at least days, and if not weeks, to get approval through. So they're really challenging based on a new model, an innovative way of lending, both in terms of the service they provide, but also products and greater choice for customers.
Martina Hennessy, Chief Executive of the broker Doddle.ie. Martina, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.